the Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition picked places considered vital to each of the Great Lakes and places that will get more bang for the buck by cleaning them up. The Lake Michigan site is the Chicagoland area, including the shipping canal where Asian carp threaten, the St. Louis River in Duluth Superior's Lake Superior site. National Wildlife Federation scientist Michael Murray says all the spots have industrial pollution and continuing threats to their environment.
In a lot of respects, Lake Superior is healthy and maybe closer to pre-European, major impacts in terms of, the fishery, the food web, the coastal habitat health, that kind of thing. But still, been a lot of degradation there, and there's opportunities for both restoration and protection there.
There's lots of bucks to bang here to the tune of $475 million from the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. That's the largest chunk of change ever passed by Congress to clean up the Great Lakes. Just how it'll happen is still up for discussion. Jill Ryan is the co-chair of the Healing Our Waters Coalition.
At the moment in those areas, I guess you could say everything's on the table. We haven't limited our thinking in terms of what we would do with our grant assistance. We want to go to the communities and listen and just find out what the best use of our resources would be and work with them to do that.
The Healing Waters Coalition is offering $200,000 in grants for communities in the five sites to bid for the federal restoration money. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.